In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, that was certainly a long list of scary things that either we or future generations have to look forward to. And I don't know about you, but I don't want any part of it. Let's see, we have false prophets, wars between nations, earthquakes, famines, pestilence, persecution, betrayal, and possibly death. Well, today all we have to do is read the papers, watch the news on TV, and we can tell the whole world is in a mess. There are wars, genocide, homelessness, addictions, sex trafficking, violence, abortion, debt, and natural disasters. The list is endless. Now, none of these issues are new, but they do seem to be escalating. And all of this bad news can be very frightening. Even if we think these issues do not directly affect us, like the endless news coverage of the 2004 and 2005 hurricane season, we cannot escape it. So this begs the question, what are we supposed to do? We have to remember that our only hope is in Jesus, period. There is absolutely nothing that we can do on our own that is going to save us from the oncoming hell on earth. Not one thing. There is no amount of money, politicking, persuasion, or strength that we could ever possess that is going to save us on our own at the end. The only thing we can do, and the best thing we can do, is completely trust the Lord and continually pray. Even if we choose not to think about current events or future events, there are still many issues that we face now on a daily basis, and they can also become very overwhelming. There may be health issues, such as surgical procedures, the fear of falling, or difficult long-term conditions. We have financial concerns, possibly unemployment, expensive repairs, medical expenses, or long-term care. And what about family concerns, like mental illness, addictions, abuse, or caring for a loved one? Unlike the national or world crises, we can make a tangible difference in our own environment. God has really, truly blessed us in our Nativity family. We care for each other, and we pray for each other. No matter the issue, large or small, we pray. And as Father Chuck has told us before, the Book of Psalms reflects all types of conditions, emotions, situations. And these songs of prayer offer us hope because God offers us hope through our faith in Jesus. The Psalms encourage us to walk by faith, not by sight. Throughout the Bible, we are reminded of God's unending love for us. Now, I want to remind you of things that we already know. We know our God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, and that our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We also know the many names of the Lord and the words that describe his character, such as Lord of Lord, King of Kings, Faithful, Provider, Protector, Healer, Foundation, Mighty Fortress, Hiding Place, Light, Salvation, Redeemer, Shield, Rock, Savior, Holy, Lion of Judah, and Shepherd. Emmanuel, God with us. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, and the Most High God is our Abba Father. So take just a second and think back how God has worked in your lives, through answered prayer, through a blessing. God is always there because he truly cares about each and every issue that we care about. He is there in the midst of everything that we go through and endure. And if God is for us, who can be against us? In the gospel reading today, Jesus gives us a horrible list of things that are going to happen before the end of times. But did you notice? He said he would give us wisdom and words to speak. Jesus then states, "You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives." No matter what happens or when it happens, Jesus is reminding us that he is with us and we are going to spend eternity with him. And I find that very reassuring because things in the country and throughout the world appear to be really bad right now. And apparently things are going to get worse. And Jesus offers us a hope in the face of all of these circumstances. It doesn't matter what is coming. Jesus is already there, and he gives us a hope. Because Jesus promised he would never leave us or abandon us. We know he is trustworthy, and his word is true. He has given us his Holy Spirit to comfort us, to guide our paths, and to lead us into all truth. And again, no matter what happens in our personal lives, in our families, in our church, in our nation, throughout the world, we are not left alone to deal with our troubles because Jesus walks with us every step of every day. I used to work with a woman named Marilyn. And Marilyn was a real trip, but I tell you, that woman had faith. And she used to say all the time, "God didn't bring me this far to leave me now." Every time there was a concern, Marilyn would speak this truth and lean into the Lord. Jesus accomplished all of his work on earth to take us through the end of the age and into eternity. We're not stopping here. We do not possess a spirit of fear because we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. There is still much work for us to accomplish that God has for us because there are so many people that are hurting and that are lost and in desperate need of Jesus. Because God will bring us people into our lives that we can minister to. We will plant the seeds of compassion and his love. We are called to spread the good news of the gospel and share the hope that we as Christ followers have received. As Paul warns us, we are not to become idle or lazy. Although I can tell you by Friday, I am tired, so I don't mind a little lazy on the weekend. We too are engaged in honest work and to follow the teachings of Jesus. Now, our work is not only to earn a living, but to reflect the Great Commission. We are to make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all that Jesus has commanded us. Whether it's shoeboxes, going out through the entire world, praise God, or whether it's bottle caps and pull taps and box tops for education coupons that stay locally, we are spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the world. Paul tells us not to grow weary in doing good. And by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are to stay focused on the task at hand and know that God has won for himself and us the victory. So in the midst of all of our circumstances, Psalm 98 urges us to sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. He remembers his mercy and faithfulness to the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. And to that we can add hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Please just take a moment to think about how God has worked in your lives in the past and how he's calling you to spread the gospel in the future.